India and number 39, S main stock index will exceed the record high hit before the latest coronavirus wave took hold by year-end, according to a Reuters poll of analysts, most whom predicted modest growth and limited downside risks. After India and number 39's worst economic performance in 4 decades in 2020, a resurgence of COVID-19 cases and a floundering vaccine drive has once again hurt the world and number 39's second most populous country and number 39's economy, and briefly, its burgeoning equity market. After its record high of 52,516.76 in February, the benchmark S&P PBSE Sensex rose modestly in March and declined about 1.5% in April. But daily caseloads of COVID-19 have started declining and the index is now up around 6% for the year, with over half of those gains achieved in recent weeks. The May 11th to the 26th Reuters poll of more than 30 equity analysts saw the Sensex index adding another 5% and hitting a record 53,200 by end 2021, albeit not much higher than February and number 39's peak and well below what was expected 3 months ago. From Tuesday and number 39's close of 50,637.53, the Indian bourse was forecast to rise nearly 8% to 54,500 by mid-2022. It was then forecast to close out 2022 at 58,500. And what, the equity market always discounts what today and number 39's fundamentals are, and instead looks at what it might be 3 to 6 months down the line, by when corporate earnings, economic activity and growth should pick up, and what, said C.A. Rudramurthy, managing director at Vacano Investments. And what, but trading will be more selective this year than in 2020, when it was more speculative and you could buy any stock and prices just kept rising, that bit is done. And what? When asked about the risks to the Indian stock market outlook from the coronavirus crisis still gripping the country, 66% of analysts, or 21 of 32, said it was low. The remaining 11 said the risk was high. And what, all the bad news from the COVID-19 second wave is done and dusted and is already discounted in stock prices. Even if the expected third wave hits, it wouldn't and number 39, be a new situation. The uncertainty, which markets do not like, from the previous waves will not be there anymore, and what, added Vacana and number 39's Rudramurthy. Despite the modestly upbeat outlook against the backdrop of declining infections, a lot depends on India and number 39's success in ramping up vaccinations, the analysts said. The world and number 39's largest vaccine-producing nation has only fully vaccinated less than 4% of its 1.35 billion population, leaving the economy at risk of more lockdowns and subpar activity. And what, for stocks to convincingly rise, there has to be a solid visibility on the growth front. If the vaccination drive picks up pace, I think that can provide a solid boost to equity markets, and what, said Shashank Mendiratta, economist at IBM in New Delhi. In response to a separate question on this year and number 39's outlook for Indian equities, over three-quarters of analysts, or 26 of 33, picked and quote, balanced with limited downside and quote. While six analysts chose and quote, strong and prone to multiple upgrades and quote, just one picked and quote, weak and prone to multiple downgrades and quote. And quote, the high valuations of Indian equities suggest markets are pricing in a very strong growth momentum. But growth prospects are softening somewhat, and in that context we do not expect too much of an upside from here, and quote, said Rajat Agarwal, Asia equity strategist at Societe Generale.